T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up, yeah. I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick. Yeah. Travis Frederick.
It's time for our weekly visit with All-Pro Center Travis Frederick. This is, of course, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and delicious-tasting Dr. Pepper. He joins us now from the Star. How are you doing today, Travis?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for jumping on with us. We know this is kind of a wacky schedule for you. Let's just kind of start there with you. As you get into this week with the Thanksgiving Day game, you don't have a lot of time for your body to kind of recover.
Right.
Sunday night to Thursday. I can remember being in your locker room. I was talking to some guys. I think it may have even been their birthday boy, which we'll talk about, Zach Martin. But he was saying sometimes Tuesday his body is more sore than it is on a Monday. So when does your body start kind of recovering and feeling good during the week?
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, Tuesday is usually the worst day of the week. Wednesday is kind of a grinder. You're coming out of it. And by Thursday, you start to like be on the path to recovery. So I think that although it is very difficult to make that recovery from Sunday to Thursday with a little extra help, you can generally at least be on the upside of that recovery.
So, Travis, what's in terms of game planning for the next game? Does that already start today, I'm guessing, because you don't have a lot of time?
Yeah. You know, so today we come in and basically, you know, we had a maybe 20-minute meeting putting everything behind, maybe not even 20 minutes, and directly moved on. You got to treat it today sort of like a mixed Tuesday/Wednesday. Our practice content today was basically a Wednesday, and then tomorrow will be a pseudo-Thursday/Friday, and then we'll have a pseudo-Friday-Saturday the next day.
All right, so obviously you've already kind of flushed that game and moved on because you have to.
Yeah.
But we got to just take a step back, if you'd allow us to, real quickly. You guys, as opposed to the Atlanta game, you kind of shored up some of the things on the line, and you kind of plugged the hole over there. And there weren't, you know, there wasn't as much chaos in the pocket. Obviously, there wasn't as many sacks in this game. And in addition to which, you guys were able to run the ball with Alfred Morris. He had, I think, 17 carries, 93 yards. So, you know, when you see those types of things, you're like, okay, there wasn't as much pressure, so to speak, and you were able to run the ball. So how would you evaluate the line's performance in this game overall?
You know, I really only briefly went through the film kind of very quickly. We haven't been over it as a team yet, but my evaluation is that things were doing a little bit better. We were able to open some things up in the running game. Like you said, obviously Alfred did a really great job in the way that he ran the ball. We were able to run a little bit more wide zone than we had anticipated being able to do. So I think that's sort of a credit to him. But I would say generally it was an improvement from the week before, but we got a long way to go to be back to where we were and where we can be.
So, obviously, I mean, you had your hands full with that matchup. I mean, Jernigan and Fletcher Cox, is that the toughest, you know, kind of tandem of two guys on the interior that you face every year? Well, I guess this year's really after they acquired him, but is that kind of the toughest tandem of the year?
Right. It's definitely a tough matchup. I think Fletcher Cox is one of the better players at that position in the league, and he definitely proves to be a challenge. And then when you add Jernigan in there, he is a little bit different than Fletcher, but the way that he plays hard and he continues to come at you. So it definitely is a challenge playing against them, but it's going to be no easy matchup this week against the guys we have inside at LA as well. So each and every week it's a great matchup.
So I know it's like, you know, you guys are all pros and all that stuff, but I mean, what's the vibe like today? You come in after what happened last night, it's a quick turnaround. What's the vibe throughout the locker room? I know you guys probably aren't partying or anything. Just kind of what's the mood in there?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the mindset a little bit of putting it past, you know, putting it in the past. A lot of guys have really kind of let that go. The focus today was really on body recovery, you know, being able to get out and move around a little bit for our walkthroughs and in the practice. And then, you know, just moving forward. And I think that the guys have done a good job of kind of leaving that in the past.
What is the best way to move forward? I'm even just from old man basketball, I never know how much ice. Are you supposed to mix ice and heat? Is there such thing as too much ice? What are you supposed to do with an old man body?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not quite as old as you are. I mean, you're really getting up there in age. But, you know, I would say ice is a huge deal. But there's a lot you can do with supplementation and nutrition that go along with that. And there's a lot of technology that can be implemented. You know, you have the cryotherapy. And
do you do that, cryotherapy?
I have done that, yeah. I do like it. I think it helps me sleep a little bit better. The recovery in the legs is sort of there. I think I've gotten to the point now where I prefer a cold tub for recovery in the legs. But there's some similar effects there.
How long do you stay in a cold tub?
I usually do about 20 minutes.
Ugh!
Jeez. Yeah, but you can't feel anything. You can't feel anything after like the first three. So whether or not you're in there for 5 minutes or 20 minutes doesn't really matter.
We're joined by Travis Frederick, as we normally are every Thursday, but the Thanksgiving week throws a kind of a kink into everything. And this is brought to you, Travis, by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and also Dr. Pepper. What'd you get Zach Martin for his birthday?
I got Zach Martin. Well, I only sort of helped. My son got something for Zach. He got him a little card, and he traced his hand on there. Well, I helped trace his hand on there. And then he drew a little picture, as good of a picture as I've ever seen a one-and-a-half-year-old do.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a masterpiece.
So no gift card anywhere or anything?
No. I offered to take him out for breakfast this morning, but he declined. So
breakfast?
Yeah. I mean, these guys don't have time now. This week, this week's the worst week to have a birthday, I think.
You know,
short week.
Yeah. So tell us about the falling out with you and Zach, because obviously you're not very close anymore if you're not getting him a present.
Yeah, it was pretty disturbing when I offered to take him out for breakfast this morning, and he declined. He did have some friends in town for the weekend, so you know, leaving them would have been tough. But I thought our friendship was better than that.
Yeah, are they? Is he closer to them than you?
I think so. I think it's a for sure thing there. I saw that he won the Today game, so that's a gift in itself.
Yeah, nice. In fact, make sure that he clicks on the link that I tweeted him at KT Fun Tweets. You can find that on Twitter. I sent Zach a little congratulatory link on YouTube to enjoy for winning the Today game.
I can't wait till you guys come into the locker room and bring the fun package.
Yes,
we're going to the complete fun package. Hey, Travis, we're talking to Travis Frederick on the Ben and Skin Show. We know that you love to interact with young fans, and that's why we brought my son Max to work today. He's 12 years old. He's here on mic. Do you want to say anything to him? He wants to ask you a question, but would you like to say anything to my son?
Max, I think I've met Max twice in my life. Maybe not. He was very nice to me when it happened. So continue to keep your niceness going, Max, and be nice to your little sister too. She's so cute.
Yeah, thank you. What about? Do you want to tell him something about?
I didn't say you're cute.
Do you want to tell him something about reaching for his dreams or anything? Because I feel like you could motivate him now if you tried.
You want me to be? You know, I think. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it at any point in your life. I've had people do that. You can do whatever that you put your mind to, and. It just requires a lot of hard work, and set your goals high, but set your goals at a reasonable setting as well.
What do you think, Max?
Will do. Person is my dad, so.
Your dad says that you can't do things?
Yeah.
What does he say that you can't do?
The other day.
What?
I forgot.
Okay.
Ask him your question.
No limitations. It was like you couldn't play video games. You're not allowed to play video games?
Yeah, exactly.
That's different. It's like he tells you that you can't become a professional video game player.
Right. Max, aren't you the one who's been moving Travis Frederick out to tackle in Madden franchise mode?
I have.
And what was his rating there?
It went up.
It went up, right?
Put him at left tackle.
How can I be better at left tackle than at center? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
All right. He's got a question for you, Travis. Okay.
Can you rank the best Thanksgiving foods?
Oh, yes, 100% I can.
All right, Shippy, I'm sorry. We need to start at 10 here. Can you start at 10?
Number 10.
10. Number 10 is cranberry sauce.
Number 9.
Number 9 is sweet potato pie.
Number 8.
Number 8, we have mashed potatoes.
Nice.
Number 7.
Number 7 is your turkey.
Oh, I agree.
That high?
Number 6.
Number six, we have the ham.
Number
what?
Five.
Number five, we have the sweet potato souffle.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Souffle.
Fancy. Number
four.
Music.
Number four is cream corn.
Ooh, yeah, I agree with that.
I disagree.
Three.
Number three is your pumpkin pie.
Oh.
Yep.
Number two.
Number two is your cherry pie.
Number
oh, cherry. Good job.
Number one is the stuffing slash dressing.
Oh, wow.
Baby,
oh.
Wow, really well done. Shippy, we need to get some more numbers so we can get a 20 item list next time. I noticed you left out the gravy. What? Why the shot fired at gravy?
Well, the gravy sets it off.
Tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. the gravy's going to set it off.
You know, I thought the dinner roll was
No. Really?
Left out of the game there.
No, the dinner roll is just so like a device for moving like the mashed potatoes into your mouth, or maybe like a, you know, it's more like a transport vehicle.
I agree with that. That's awesome.
Travis, I think the Thanksgiving meal is horrible. I think it's overrated. For me, I like a good solid grilled cheese or something very basic.
You know, that's,
at Thanksgiving. I used to have grilled cheese when my family would eat the full, you know, all the real thing that you're supposed to do. Because I think it sucks.
This has been a really tough day for me, losing two friends in one day.
Yeah, no kidding. I just lost KT, too.
You still got me.
Thanks, Shippy.
You're like Ruprecht in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. They just give you and your eye patch eating the grilled cheese while at the kids' table.
Good thing me and Zach are going to brunch tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Me, too. I'm going, too.
Oh, yeah, you're in?
Yeah, I'm going, too. He called me, texted me.
He said, hey, guys, it's my birthday. You mind taking me out for brunch?
Yeah.
He said, I get time for that.
It's unbelievable. So Travis, before we let you go, do you have anything else you want to say to my son, Max, who's standing by looking for your guidance in life?
Max, it's awesome that you got to go out to work today. I hope that they give you some high school credit for this, like internship credit, because I think this is a very valuable experience, and you should continue to look at your dad as an example of how to be a broadcaster.
There you go. What about just kind of the birds and bees stuff? Because, Max, you're 12 now, right?
Yeah.
Sixth grade. Travis, would you mind some birds and the bees stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of birds out there, many different kinds. So you have to spot them based on their colors and the sounds that they make. Now, bees, there's only a couple different kinds of bees. You have the honeybee. You have wasps.
Oh, wait, you're going to rank the bees. Let's get the top five bee-like insects.
Number five.
Top five bee-like insects. Is this a bat, like, the number one is, like, the worst, the hated, or
yeah,
is it, like,
yeah,
the best? Okay, well, if, best five, the fly is number five.
Okay,
that's fair. That's fair. Beetle, I can't even see
number,
you.
Number four is the Asian beetle.
Oh, that don't make it fly. Yeah.
Number three is, June bugs.
Oh, that's terrible.
It doesn't have a stinger.
Number two is the honeybee.
Okay.
Number one is a wasp.
Now, people are. I want to know why you didn't give any love to a hornet.
No, I mean, a wasp and a hornet falls in the same category, right?
Well,
no.
The dirt dauber. Those people are mad about
there
that
people
as well.
We're getting a lot of negative text messages here about you.
The yellow jacket.
Yeah. Fan text.
You're losing fans by the moment for
well,
that.
Well, that's really, that's really disappointing.
Bumblebee as well.
Yeah. Bumblebee well, people demand answers here.
I appreciate your guys' input on my rankings. If you could maybe next time come up with one that's a little more relevant to anything.
Well, we know we'd like to keep you around for another 20 minutes and waste your time, but we know time is cheap this week, and we know you got a lot of work to do. Hey, Travis, thanks so much for taking the time, and we look forward to watching you play really well and get a W on Thanksgiving.
All right, enjoy your Thanksgiving food.
All right, there he goes, the magnificent Travis Frederick, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper. Max, do you feel like Travis gave you some good advice?
Great advice.
Is it going to help
especially
you?
Especially on the birds and the bees.
Okay, good.
You know, spot them with the colors.
That's right.
Their face.
Exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.